You're listening to Alan Brazil Upfront, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. It's Alan Brazil Upfront with Ray Wilkins. Ray, how the devil are you?
I'm dangerously well, Alan. Thank you. And you, yourself?
I'm good, mate.
Good stuff.
Busy, busy, busy. Now, don't forget, Upfront with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. Ray, let's kick off with last night. No classic. I thought it was a game of two halves. Everton, you know, first the ball, strong in the challenge and the tackle. Very direct, had Liverpool maybe on the back foot without creating too much, but second half was totally different.
I thought it was absolutely awful, I've got to say, you know, for a derby and a Liverpool-Everton derby as well. I thought it was absolutely average. You know, that you had one tackle, and that was Ross Barkley when we put it on Henderson.
The bad tackle.
It was a bad
tackle,
yeah. That could well have been a red card. But you never saw anything really nitty-gritty through the game. I thought, yeah, it was a game of two halves, but I thought a very poor game indeed. I thought the level of technique was very poor.
I was just about to say the quality was very poor, apart from second half when Liverpool got the ball down and played. But the quality from Everton, I couldn't work out the game plan. Lukaku was isolated.
Isolated, yeah.
When they got up to him, yeah, he's a strong boy, but there was no one alongside him to feed off him.
But he never got hold of it, Al. Never got hold of the ball. The ball was hit up there, and they want a little bit of relief. When that ball goes up, it's got to stick. If it doesn't stick, they get
and
no relief.
And that's what Abramovich does so well for United. It sticks with him, doesn't it?
Absolutely. He's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, Zlatan, he's a big lump, but a great touch.
But he does, and he brings players into the game as well. Which last night, Lukaku couldn't actually trap a bag of cement. Mm. The ball kept bouncing off him and going back at Everton once again. If you're going to play in the way that Everton did, that ball has to stick up front so you get people to join.
I wouldn't see Lennon for me was more defensive than offensive. Yep. I'd have played Barry sitting and Bartley closer to Lukaku. That would have been the way I'd have played it. Mm. But look, Everton, you know, they got the crowd going first half. No goals. Then second half, totally different. Liverpool got it down and played. Henderson got on the ball. Lallana got on the ball. Yeah. And for me, there was only going to be one winner. I know they left it late, but they looked more likely always to score than the blue side.
I thought Mane was the man, I've got to say. Sadio Mane. Yeah. I thought he was good. He looked good.
Goodbye,
in the second half.
He?
Goodbye. Goodbye. Very, very quick. You know, when you think when that rebounds off the post, he's on the other side of the goal when that hits the post. But he's first onto it.
How soft a goal was that? Daniel came on. We know he's classy. He had so much time running with the ball. Yeah. Baines was tracking him, and Baines is quick, but he just had a yard on him.
Fresh.
Then I thought he was going to go for the far post or the goalkeeper's right-hand post, but he didn't. And it wasn't the most powerful shot. It wasn't Peter Lorimer. It wasn't Bobby Charlton. It seemed to creep past the goalie off the post. And as you say, Manny reacts the quickest.
Yeah, I thought. But when Daniel's come on fresh like that, Alan, he does have that extra half a yard of pace, and he's taken Leighton Baines across the box, and I thought, here we go. You know, he's going to get this on target because he's an exceptional footballer, Daniel. But are we looking at Daniel Sturridge as being an impact substitute for Liverpool, Al? Because that is the way it seems to be working out at the moment when he's fit.
Yeah, see, I think he's a far better player technically. He'll score more goals than Origi. But Origi gives you a little bit of pace, a bit of strength.
And whereas a work
Daniel,
ethic.
Yeah, whereas Daniel at times is easy-ozy. But when he's hot, he's brilliant.
He's a fantastic finisher. But, you know, you can't keep waiting for people to get hot, Al. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've got to get out there, they've got to perform, and they've got to warrant that position in the team.
Yeah, so saying that, you know, it's a derby. Klopp comes away with a win. They put a little bit of pressure on Chelsea. Chelsea at the moment looks so strong. If we go back to the Arsenal, 9-10 days ago, they were top of the Premier League. This is Arsenal's year. And I remember saying at the time, no, don't kid yourself, no. This could easily be like several years in the past where they're flattered to deceive.
Pre-Christmas, though.
And you have a look now, there you go, Everton. Everton shouldn't be beating that Arsenal side, especially when Arsenal went 1-0 up.
Yeah, that's right. And even when Arsenal go to Man City, when you go 1-0 up, you'd still expect the Arsenal to be able to get something out of that game. They don't get anything out of
it. No Aguero.
They just crumble. Okay, the first goal looked offside. The second goal for me was never offside. I don't think Silva got any sort of interruption on Pedicek at all.
He wasn't in the line of the ball. Pedicek could probably see him out of his right-hand eye, but in terms of shot stopping, saving the ball, no.
Well, for example, Sterling doesn't have that finesse to bend it in the far corner. He's only going to shoot. He's only going to hit it, so that's only going near post. So Petacek got down, I thought, a little bit slowly, and the ball creeps in the near post. I've got to say, I thought that was legit. I thought the first one was really nip
marginal,
and tuck.
Offside, but nip and very, tuck. Very tight.
Yeah, but give it to the forward. That's what we want to see. That's why these rules and regulations were there for that to be achieved, Al.
Yeah.
Just playing on the brink.
Ray, I was disappointed with City. They've ended up winning the game. No Aguero, but without Aguero, for me, I know Pep with Barca, you know, and with Bayern, he thought he could just, you know, play his way towards goals. Mm. Premiership's different.
Totally
he got
different.
Away with it, but he got away with it because Arsenal were poor second half.
Yeah, he did. He did get away with it. I mean, and Arsenal were nowhere near what they were in the first half. Now, you must expect at half-time Wenger to say to the Arsenal boys, now, you know, we haven't been quite... They haven't been at it.
Urgency.
They haven't been at it. They're going to come at us in the second half. Well, within 3 minutes, you know, they're one apiece.
Yeah.
So, you know, be prepared for something different coming at you. I didn't even think they were prepared for that.
Yeah. I'm getting a little bit, not sick of it, but if Arsenal get beat or they're below par, it's always Ozil and Sanchez who get it. Well, what about the rest of them?
And
the
ref.
They're the two best players and the ref.
And the ref cops for
but
it.
They're Arsenal's two best players, but they can't do it on their own every game, can they?
No, they can't. But the one thing I would say about Sanchez, though, is even when they're losing, you still see Sanchez in the game. He's trying to do something. He's trying to create. I'm afraid with Ozil, when it slightly goes against him, he does disappear a touch.
So what does that tell us now as we build up to Christmas and Boxing Day, of course? We'll look at the fixtures in a few moments. Is it Liverpool are going to push Chelsea or is it City?
Well, you've got the two teams out that aren't involved in Europe sitting top of the league, one and two. And I think that is a massive advantage that these guys have. And it won't change now. It won't change till the end of the season now, because if they're in the Champions League right the way through, or they're in the Europa League. So, you know, Liverpool and Chelsea have really got a free run right the way through. I'd be very, very surprised if someone was to nick it off those two.
Yeah, absolutely. And the bottom, Ray, crikey.
Yeah.
A massive win for Sunderland, wasn't it? Sunderland won Watford 0. That
absolutely.
Was an absolute lifeline.
And I was listening to it, Hour, and, you know, Watford had their chances as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, in parts they were battering Sunderland, just couldn't get it in the back of the net. I think with David going with two up front, with Anichebe giving... Defoe a little bit of assistance.
Yeah.
I think that's helped him immensely, to be perfectly honest, Al.
So a big win. It gives them a hope, doesn't it? Palace go down to Chelsea. Now, we know Chelsea are so strong, and I am not discounting Palace going down.
No.
You can't. If you look at the run they've had, it's been pretty awful from the middle of last year, never mind this year.
Been pretty desperate.
You know, Chelsea beating them 1-0. Chelsea, okay, they put up a fight. They showed a bit of steel, Palace. They've got ability, and you'd say they've got enough to get out of it, especially at home.
Yeah. What I think, Al, with some of these sides as well, when you've got a centre-forward in the Benteke mode, I think you've got to change your style of touch and go route one.
Mm.
Get that ball forward as much as you can. Get people around him. When that ball's knocked down and the chaos he can cause in defences, just get it knocked down and create chances that way. I think sometimes... teams like Palace are trying to play too much, get in areas where they can put the perfect cross in. I don't think football works that way.
Yeah.
I think use what you have in your armoury. Get the ball forward and give them some grief.
Swansea. Bob Bradley came in, eyebrows raised. Butter at home. Butter might just have enough now to get themselves out of trouble. Swansea settling in it. Butter 3, Swansea now.
Yeah, well, Negredo. Goal scorer, you know, you can't beat a goal scorer. You've got every chance of staying in this Premier League if you've got someone. It was proven last year with Defoe. You know, Defoe scored X amount of goals for Sunderland, keeps him in the division. And it could well be the same this year with Negredo. He could keep them in the division. And if you haven't got that centre-forward, my word, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough enough to score anyway without a top-quality centre-forward.
Another huge relief for West Ham. They didn't play well. Hull had chances. I think they hit the woodwork 3 times.
Chances, oh wow.
And you got to say West Ham rode the lot, but another 3 points. So I would imagine West Ham can get themselves out of trouble, but Hull have got a major problem.
I think West Ham have the quality to get out of trouble. Well, yeah, but now I read this morning through the media and quotes from Payet saying he wouldn't write off a move to back to Marseille.
No, yeah.
But what's all that about? You know,
no.
his side's struggling now. They've just given him a new contract. You know, get your head down and start performing for your parent club.
Yeah.
And that is West Ham. I can't really understand why these guys start talking about moving on when the deal really isn't done with the club you're at.
Agree. Ray, I'm really thinking they're having a pretty decent bet on Manchester United. finishing in the top four. I just think Jose's beginning to get it now. You know, Pogba's got this understanding now with Zlatan. Zlatan holds up. He's always looking for Pogba. The two boys at the back now, Rojo, Jones, I think that's a good partnership. Carrick, last 13 games, drawn two, won the rest. He's got to play now.
He's got to play, Alan. You know, we spoke about this on your show before.
And I just feel United are coming now.
Yeah, they are. They are coming, and they're coming pretty strong as well. Ibrahimovic seems to have got a little bit of his form back. Can't stop scoring a goal at the moment. He's just a fantastic personality, Alan. It's a type of personality that a club like Manchester United needs. And when you've got top personalities, the other players will start performing around him. I do think with Mourinho bringing Carrick back in, that has been the major adjustment in the side. I've got to say, he controls the game. The game is played at his pace. And when he wants to ignite it, a touch, it goes a bit quicker.
Yeah.
And I think he's been fantastic.
Just on your boys, Chelsea, there, it looks good news. Costa, who's been fabulous. I think he's banned for one game now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Bournemouth.
He's just about to sign a new deal, $200,000 a week.
Really?
A long-term contract. We'll keep him to, you know, Chelsea. That's nearly as much as you get, Ray. You know, and
I'm not going to take a cut for anybody, huh?
But he is he's special this season, isn't he?
Been absolutely brilliant, hasn't he? You know, he's been an absolute joy to watch. Now, whether you're a Chelsea supporter or not, you must enjoy watching this guy play because he's a bit of a throwback. He's an old-fashioned centre-forward where he knocks the centre-half about a bit, and we all love to see it. Centre-halves have to stand up a little bit, be a little bit stronger against him, but, you know, when he's in on goal, the guy can't miss at the moment.
Yeah, no, and Chelsea will take some stop in there. Every team seems to have a blip, Ray. But, you know, with Hazard, the way he's playing, Matic is at it again.
Yep.
The boys at the back look solid. You know, and the wing-backs, full-backs are getting forward as well. And with Costa in great form, good goalkeeper, you know, they're going to take some stopping.
They are going to take some stopping, mate. You know, we also, Kante is out of the game on Boxing Day, so Fabregas will come back in, who, whenever he's called upon, mate, he plays exceptionally well. And I've got the utmost admiration for Fabregas as well, because it's pretty easy for these top players to start spitting your dummy out the pram when you're not selected. But he hasn't. He's knuckled down. He's got on with his game, and he looks absolutely outstanding.
We'll have a look at some of the fixtures, Ray. I want to give my accumulator four teams. It's not easy. I thought this weekend was pretty easy to predict. Boxing Day is not. But anyway, up front with Alan Brazil. Don't forget, it's sponsored by BetOnBrazil.com. It's the betting site for all sports punters with great odds, markets, and offers. So listeners to this podcast can now get up to £60 deposit match when you use the promo code ALAN60, capital ALAN60. Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter the promo code ALAN60 on your first deposit, and we will match your deposit up to £60. Also look out for a daily happy hour, the offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Over 18s only. Offers for new customers only. Terms apply, and betting should be fun. So please, please, gamble responsibly. Let me try and pick four teams here, Ray, before we go through them all. I think we'll do the forecast first, if you don't mind. Boxing Day, great time of the year, isn't it?
Great time.
You know, you're stuck at home.
I love
football. You have a few days off, and then Boxing Day comes. And you can't wait to get out of the house, can you?
The only thing that's gone slightly wonky, is that we've only got one 12:30 kickoff. I think they should be all at 12:30 or 12 o'clock so people can go to the football,
just
get themselves back with
problem.
A family. Of course it is, but I think the fixture list has gone wonky anyway. They should be London derbies, Midlands derbies, Mancunian derbies, and just do it as we used to do it.
Correct. Well, let's kick off. Watford, who... I can never catch Watford. They're hot and cold, aren't they?
Very much so.
Watford against Palace. Is this a game where Palace, Alan Pardew, could go and nick three or not?
It is. Very much so, yeah. They have been so in and out this year, Palace. It's unbelievable. They've obviously they've lost the last game there against Chelsea, but it's just like them to go to somewhere like Watford and get something out of the game. Watford, you never know what Watford's going to turn up. They were unfortunate at Sunderland at the weekend. Created a number of chances, couldn't score a goal. So I think sitting on a fence, I would have to say this one's a draw.
A draw. What about now? West Brom over the good season. Typical Pulis, really, really hard to beat. I just wonder, will they look at Arsenal and think, hello, good time to go to the Emirates? Or is there ever a good time to go there?
Never a good time, mate. Never a good time. They're smarting, Arsenal, coming off of two defeats. So they're struggling, Arsenal, and this is a tough game for them as well, because I saw West Brom at Stamford Bridge and they were very, very good indeed. Well organised, a bit unfortunate to come away with nothing from that day. But I just feel Arsenal will overpower them. If they can survive the first 25 minutes, West Brom, they might have half a chance of nicking a point.
Yeah, and Arsenal to bounce back. Is Wenger the type of manager, Ray, to get stuck in? This is not good enough, or will he just quietly make a couple of changes?
I think he'll have to get stuck into a few now. It's just normal, isn't it? It's just being a human being. You know, things aren't going right. Some players aren't performing to as you want them to perform. So just have a little word in their shell, like.
See, Theo, you know, you talk about Sturridge. Theo's a bit Sturridge-y for me. You know, Theo can be brilliant with that pace. He's in the goals now. He's got over, is it 12 goals now? He's got his coffee machine. you know, but too much coffee. Maybe he is having too much coffee, because he's hot and cold, isn't he? You know, the problem is when you play wide, Ray, as you know, when you play wide, if you're not getting the ball, you're ineffective. You're a passenger.
I think if you're not getting the ball, especially at his age, he's 27 now, coming on 28. If you're not getting the ball when you're playing wide, go and get it.
Yeah.
You know, Sanchez wouldn't stay out there if he wasn't getting it. Go and get it.
Yeah.
You know, he scored a fantastic goal at City. You know, it was a brilliant run, good finish. But then all of a sudden, second half, he was a bit Ozil-ish.
Yeah.
Went out of the game.
Just on Sanchez and Ozil, we talk about cost of 200 grand a week. Thank you. Where's the pen? Lovely. I'll sign that. Still no word from Ozil and Sanchez. Now, can Arsenal and Arsene Wenger, can they allow one or both of them to go? I see they're talking about Rusa, the German player.
Yeah.
If they don't sign, they'll go for him. But I wouldn't want to lose either, to be honest.
But also your supporters, Al. You know, Arsenal, you know, think they're one of the biggest clubs in the Premier League. They've got to come to terms with the fact that if other clubs are paying this type of money, then they've got to stand up to the plate as well. And they've got to start. You know, Arsenal supporters don't want to see Ozil or Sanchez go.
Not cheap to watch Arsenal either.
No, it's not. It's the dearest in the country. And I've got to say, if I was an Arsenal supporter, I'd sooner see Ozil leave than Sanchez.
Yeah. Okay. And this is a toughie. Burnley against Middlesbrough. I'm going to go Burnley here.
Yeah, me too.
But it's a good game, you know. You mentioned the Negredo. Maybe he can find a goal. Burnley at home, though, they're tough. Tough nuts to crack.
Well, it's the only points they've picked up, Al, isn't it, at home? And they're not in the bottom three, so therefore their home form is going to be absolutely vital for them as far as this season is concerned. But Negredo for Middlesbrough, given half a chance, he will score. But I'd take Burnley to beat Middlesbrough at home.
Stamford Bridge, your boys, yep. Bournemouth. Bournemouth smarting after that home defeat to near neighbour Southampton. Got off to a great start, got an early goal, 1-0 up. And then Saints without Charlie Austin, and I don't think Long played either, did he?
No.
So that was a bit of a surprise to me. I thought a draw at worse for Bournemouth, but they got beat. Now they have to go to Chelsea. Tough.
I thought they might win Southampton, purely and simply defensively. I think they're better. You know, Bertrand's having a fantastic season on the left side as well. Scored once again. I just thought that they might have too much with Bournemouth. Bournemouth are a lovely footballing side, and I'm looking forward to seeing Jack Wilshere play out.
Yeah.
But they're coming to Stamford Bridge, and this side is absolutely rocking at the moment. I would see, even without Diego Costa and Conte, you know, Fabregas will come in, Batshuayi will come in up front for Costa. I can't see anything but a Chelsea win.
A tricky one now, Ray. Leicester against Everton. Vardy sending off.
Was that?
They're going to appeal it, by the way.
Quite right too. Never a sending off, Al. I thought he went in and he played the ball actually with his laces. Both feet were off the floor because he got shoved out the way. Therefore, he couldn't control himself whilst he was in the air. But he didn't merely make contact. There was no studs making contact with people. I thought it was a poor red card.
They came back against Stoke with 10 men. Unbelievable. 2-2. So I would suggest that I'd make Leicester favourites to beat Everton.
I like Ochoa, the Uruguayan centre-forward. When he comes on, he causes havoc, he scores a goal, gets hold of the ball, lets people join in. I think he's a good footballer, not used enough by Ranieri. I think this one's a difficult one to call out. Everton have got to get something out of it. I'm going to go draw on that one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Sunderland go to Manchester United. Now, Josie must look at this and say, lovely, 3 points.
Yeah.
Surely.
And quite right, too. And that's the way he should be looking at it. Because Sunderland aren't travelling very well. They're not playing too well at all. You know, bottom of the league and really struggling.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's going to be a tough ask for Sunderland. But you know, Man U, when they will put teams under pressure now, they're starting to fly a little bit. I can only see a United win.
Okay. Another interesting one. Bob Bradley under pressure, of course. Swansea at home, they take on West Ham. if Swans are going to stay in the Premier, they've got to target this game, not for 1 point, 3 points.
No, they must get 3 points out. It's a must, 3 points. You know, we're getting to that stage, albeit we're just knocking on Christmas. I think we're getting to that stage now where it is must, 3 points for these teams. And if Swansea don't get three, they're really in the mire. I've got a little feeling West Ham will win. I think they're not comfortable playing in the London Stadium. I think they'll be far more comfortable playing away from home, and I think they'll beat Swansea.
Yeah, I do. Good performance at Anfield for West Ham.
Yeah, it was.
Hull City against Man City. Again, Hull, every point now is desperate, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Man City must have too much class. Must. Even without Aguero, I'd have thought City will go and win that, would you?
Far too much class, Alan. I would say City all day long, mate.
Yeah. So now we go to the Tuesday, which, of course, the 27th, Liverpool. After that great Derby victory, they take on a funny side again, a determined Stoke City, 2-0 up, 11 against 10 in their favour, and yeah, they end up drawing 2-2. So Sparky will kick them up the backside, but they've got to go to Anfield. I can only see a home win.
Me too. I think it's too much of an ask for Stoke to go there. They're too in and out at the moment. There's no consistency, real consistency there. So I would agree with you, mate. Liverpool day long.
One more game, Ray. Southampton, off that great win. Good game, this one. Real good game. Saints against Spurs. I don't think Spurs are playing anywhere near as well as they did last year.
Me neither.
Points-wise, they're okay. You know, in terms of defeats, they're okay. But there's no sparkle there that they had last year.
Nah, but they've also drifted right out of the points, Al, with the top boys. They're really drifting. You know, I think they're 10 short of Chelsea at the moment. You know, we're not even Christmas yet, Al. You know, we're 10 points. And, it's a tough season for them. Out of the Champions League, struggled in the Champions League at Wembley. Southampton, you never know what you're going to get. You know, they can't put two games together on the spin. I think defensively Southampton will be good enough. And whether they can score against Tottenham or outscore Tottenham, I don't know. I think a draw this one, Al.
A draw. Ray, listen, brilliant. Look forward to it. It's going to be a great few days coming up. I wish you a Merry Christmas, mate.
Likewise, mate.
And we're
going
to have a good New Year. I know.
Absolutely.
We are. That was Ray Wilkins on Bet on Brazil, up front with Alan Brazil, with Audioboom. Cheers, Ray.
Nice one, Al.
Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.